What it is, it's your boy, man. Hollering at y'all one more time with this wild Cliff Notes for the Bible. For a what? For a real nigga. What you thought, nigga? The fuck? Hey, here we go. Just got finished 1-2-ing it, reviewing it, you know what I'm saying? So now we about to get into chapter 26, all right? So without further ado, let's get into this shit. Lord, I thank you for allowing me to be here today, Lord. Continuously keep me, keep all the people listening, man, with your blood and angels from danger seen and unseen, things we want to be kept from, don't want to be kept from. I ask you, Lord, to help your son, enlighten him with the words and the wisdom and the insightfulness to be able to bring the words to life off the pages and encourage people to maybe perhaps pick up that book more. I ask you, Lord, to, today is a special request, you know, help me be able to get this one in, because you know my battery life ain't the greatest right now, but if we could get this session in before it give out, I consider that a true and blessed, Lord. You know what I'm saying? I love you. Appreciate everything that I do, man. Let it praise go unto you. Anything I forgot, Lord, help me out. It's these and them a blessing. Your son, Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Let's get the wild. Where we at? 26. Okay, yeah. Man. Now, in the reviewing the part, I remember I told you we passed the baton down from Abraham to Isaac, the son that was given to Abraham when he was 100 years old. You know, called him laughter because along the way, they really thought God was going to pull this one off, but he did. Okay. Now, in this particular chapter, it starts off with Isaac. And like in chapter 12, where Abraham kind of experienced a famine, Isaac is going through some of the same thing, chilling out where he's chilling out in Canaan. So, God appeared to him, like he did Pop, you know? And he was like, man, what we not gonna do, I know Egypt seemed like a real good place, you know what I'm saying, to go kick it at, you feel me? But, yeah, I really ain't welcome that way, you know what I'm saying? It kind of keeps Pops out, like, with a little authority and shit like that. So, we ain't going to Egypt, cuz. Nah, we ain't gonna go to Egypt. We ain't running that shit. Plus, they worse than they was when your Pops was around. So, hell nah, they more cutthroat now than they was back then. So, what we gonna do is, it's a place called Gerar. King Abimelech, he cool with your pops, you know what I'm saying, you'll be Gucci over there, I want you to go that way, you feel me, while this famine going on, I want you to kick it down there and go that way for me, you know, and the promise that I gave Abraham, I'm now passing it down to you, I promise you that this land of the Canaanites, all this area right here, this country, this gonna be yours and your seeds, you feel me, guarantee you, you dig? And I'm going to give you more seeds than stars that's up in the skies right now. You know what I'm saying? I got that promise going with you because he obeyed my laws and my commandments. I even tested him. You remember that test? You was about 12 years old when he gave you that test. You know what I'm saying? When I gave him that test. And he passed. Your father, your father is a great man. I fought with him hard. You know what I'm saying? For real. So just know that. I'm keeping that promise. Like, I gave him a promise. I'm keeping it with you, too. You did? So, boom. Appeared to him, told him to go with Gerar. And Isaac did what he said. He went down to Gerar. And did. Now, Gerar is kind of the land where the Philistines dwell. And if we look, you know, fast forward a little bit to the story of David. These some big motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? So, I said all that to say, when he got there, you dig? You know, let's just picture Isaac, you know, being like a, you know, average height, slender, you know, t- type build dude, you know what I'm saying? But these niggas just like shacks. They got a whole bunch of fucking shacks around you. You know what I'm saying? And these shack ass niggas that you don't know. In Philistine, they wasn't on Egypt shit, but they was on their dirty shit too. Niggas in Philistine, they did some fire shit too. They had to, because the niggas in Philistine, once he got that gear and shit, they saw Rebecca. They saw she was badder than a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Same old, man. Women in this family, I'm telling you, it must be something about them, because all they asses is fair. You know what I'm saying? And like I said back in the day, fair meant finer than a motherfucker. It don't mean what fair mean now. So they saw her, and they saw how fine she was. They like, oh, shit, my nigga, this you? This you right here on everything, boy. Ooh, if I had some pussy like that, boy, you know what I'd do with some shit like. So you know what I'm saying? They were putting it in the sense. So I'm thinking, you know, well, just say it's a whole bunch of shacks asking you about your girl. Because, like, all these niggas is shacks, nigga. Not one of them. Even 16-year-olds walking around. Fucking baby shacks in this bitch. But not Shakir. But actually shacks in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? So, or whatever it is. I forgot his son's name. How you pronounce it, but you know what I'm saying. I ain't talking about the slender version of Shaq. I'm talking about the fat version of Shaq. You feel me? All them niggas, and they ask you about your wife. He was a little nervous. He got scared. He was like, no, that ain't my wife. That my sister. Some daddy shit. Now check, man. The first time daddy run the brother-sister scam, nigga Isaac ain't even in the picture yet. The second time they do it, this nigga is in the womb. So you can't really say that you seen your daddy do this shit. But I'm pretty sure, as one of the stories that they used to talk about, like, you know, now that it's over with, the funny shit that they done did to try to get by and shit like that, it probably came up in conversation with Isaac before. Because where you get this from? How you act just like your daddy and your mama on some shit? If you didn't hear about the shit, you did, like, and think, like, oh, okay, let me do that shit. Now, I want people to pay attention, because these are righteous men of God. But like I say, like for me, growing up, Barry Sanders was like my favorite running back. But if I ever had the chance to be what Barry was, I was going to try to run it a little bit better. Not in the sense of running better than, but if you practice somebody for so long, you could see other spots when they could have did this or did that, you know what I'm saying? And you actually do that shit. And that's how I kind of want you to see the word of God. Like, see that these are righteous people without a doubt, because they have a strong bond and relationship with God. You can't take that away from them. But you got to see how also, even with that strong bond in God, they still make mistakes. They still human. You know what I'm saying? They still instinctively think human. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, just knowing that, instead of putting that human instinct of trying to do something, put that faith on it, you might come out a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? Because God, you seen what Pops was talking about with, like, him playing the brother-sister scam. You had to, because at this point in time, when the Philistine asked him, is that his wife? He say, nah, that his sister. Nigga, where the fuck you get that from? You feel me? But God, this is the part where, I guess, you know, it's kind of tough for God not having his voice and his image to really show people how serious he is sometimes about stuff, because it's like, God, I tell you, I got you. I'ma bless those that bless you, curse those that curse you. Through your family, all families gonna be blessed. Like, that's a heavy promise to hear from God, cuz. And I be rolling, but I be walking my chest out everywhere I go. They be like, that's your wife? Hell yeah, that's my wife. Nigga, you got a fucking problem with it? Shit, on everything. Fuck every night too. On every, I know you wish you do, nigga. I know you do. You can't touch it though. Touch my wife if you want to. I ain't got to touch you. Yeah, you big as hell. That's cool and all that. But my guy gonna fuck your ass up, nigga. On everything. You don't know who my guy is, nigga. He'll fuck all y'all ass up at the same time, nigga. You ever heard of Sodom and Gomorrah, nigga? Huh, nigga? My motherfucking guy did that, nigga. That's right, nigga. Fuck around with me. On everything, nigga. That's how I would be. If God made promise me like that, you know what I'm saying? I'd be walking around my chest at like, who wanna test me, nigga? I get God on you, nigga. You better stop playing. I get God on you, nigga. But these niggas, I don't know. Like I said, human instinct, you know what I'm saying? Fight or flight, you know what I'm saying? And he chose to play the brother-sister role, you feel me? And he got away with it for a sec or two, you know what I'm saying, like that though. But see, at the time, Ingira, when Abe and Sarah did the brother-sister scam, I want to say this is the same King Abimelech. If not, this is one of his kids. So, because he got the same damn name, you know what I'm saying? So if it's not him, it's one of his kids. And they made a covenant between him and Abraham that, you know what I'm saying, they ain't gonna run this brother-sister scam shit. You ain't gonna try to scam me over and fuck me over and get me fucked up, because this scam right here would get that nation fucked up. And sometimes you gotta be real with motherfuckers, because, like you say, when you got heat and pressure coming behind you, cuz, I'm put it like this. If I'm my G right up, you know what I'm saying? I'm a nobody, cuz. I ain't nobody special, my man. You know what I'm saying? Just a Birmingham Blazer. You dig? I ain't nobody special. But you know what? There's a few people out in these world, you know, out in these streets too, cuz. They really, really fuck with your boy hard. Like you really can't mention my name on no dumb shit and expect them not to say nothing or do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's been that way for a good little while. So when you know you got pressure like that behind you, you feel me? You really gotta be mindful of what you tell people about situations, cause they'll be the handle shit, but won't let you know they didn't did any motherfucking thing. You know what I'm saying? But off the strength of the love for you, they'll do some retarded things. I mean, my streets know. Because I ain't trying to put it all out there. It's not nothing to be glorified. The glorification that I'm trying to get is I got love like that. You know what I'm saying? That's love, for real, for real. But, and to say that when you got that type of pressure behind you, you got to be mindful how you come at folk, you feel me? You can't be sitting up here lying to folk, and the lie that you tell folk can get fucked over. You see what I'm, that's what I'm basically trying to say. Like, I gotta be, this nigga, I gotta be 100 with, man. I can't say that I got a problem with this nigga because I don't like this nigga, because this nigga might not be around no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you got a relationship like that with God, you really do have to be mindful how you come at shit. And the way he coming at shit, he could get these fucked over. And the King of Gera at the time, whether it was Abimelech himself that was around when Abraham was around, or whether it was his son, because I'm pretty sure, like, the way that Abimelech was fearful at the time frame that God showed up in his dream and told him that I'm fuck your ass up, you and your whole nation, if you fuck this man's wife, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know that story is still wrong after, you know what I'm saying, the years have passed up, you know what I'm saying? Because God wasn't nothing to play with. God still is nothing to play with, but you know, it is, you know, in due time, we just gonna, because I'm trying to talk about chapter 26. We could get off into that, but we're gonna talk about chapter 26. And so some time passed off. King Abimelech seen, you know, Isaac and Rebecca kind of like, you know, flirting and playing with each other, you know what I'm saying? He walking past her and she brushing that ass up against him and looking at him like, you know, you can have this pussy type. You know, when you in love, shit that you can't really hide for real, because you love that person like that, duh. Fuck around, you ain't think nobody looking, and you smack on the ass or grab that ass and she rub that ass up on that dick or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit that you know You know what I'm saying? That ain't no normal shit. They done did some shit like that, and King Abimelech caught that. He caught the ass. They call it sporting. You know what I'm saying? But just being flirtatious and a little bit too much, you know what I'm saying, for some motherfucking brothers and sister type shit in this motherfucker. So King Abimelech went down now. He got there. He was like, hey, nigga, I caught your ass. You, if you ain't your daddy's son, boy, I tell you, if you ain't your damn daddy child. And I was like, bro, what you talking about, man? What's going on, man? You okay? Like, you got me in here with all these big ass soldiers and shit around me and shit. Like, what's good, bro? Nigga, you told me that was your sister. You lying motherfucker. Don't play with me. That's your wife. Don't you play with me, dog? Cause we talking about God here. We done had a situation like this happen in this kingdom before, and we not finna go through this shit a second time, nigga. We finna nip this shit in the motherfucking bud right motherfucking now, dog. That is your motherfucking wife. Don't you play with me, because if anybody think that she's sexy, and there's a lot of motherfuckers around here who think she cuter than a motherfucker, and we'll stick that dick up in her because that's your sister, nigga. You gonna get us fucked up. You gonna get us fucked up, man. I know what happened when you fuck a wife of a man who love God. You love God, don't I? I knew you did. Cause your daddy did. And your daddy, he taught you right. I know he taught you better than do this shit right here. Cause he told me he would taught you. You know better, don't it? Yeah, you right, man. You right. I know better. Fucking right, you know better. Don't do that shit, cuz. Don't do that shit. Cause you're fucking with us like that. Don't you? You like, bruh, we let you chill here, right? We let you chill here. You told her how Eve all cutthroat and shit. And we was like, yeah, we understand that. Your pop chill here. You good here. We let you chill here, right? Why the fuck you trying? Dog, please. We don't want no problems with your guy, man. Like, how many times do we have to tell all you motherfuckers? I told your dad that. I'm telling you this. I don't want no problems with your damn guy, dog. So if you would, nigga, then matter of fact, I do it. I do it. Hold on. Shit. King got light up in this hole. Hold on. Hold the fuck on. Hear ye, motherfucker. All you feelings is that you dwell in Gira, nigga. If anybody touch this man or his motherfucking wife, nigga, I ain't. You remember the niggas that tried to play his dad over and I put them up under the jail? Nigga, I'ma kill your motherfucking ass. If any of y'all touch this man, I'm killing you. No questions asked. You fucking hear me? Don't touch his beautiful ass wife. I know how fine and thick she is. You better not touch her ass or I will fuck you the fuck up. Think I'm playing. I ain't the king for no reason, nigga. I will fuck you the fuck up. So anywho, that's out the way. Ain't nobody gonna fuck with your wife. Ain't nobody gonna fuck with you. And most and motherfucking importantly, y'all are not gonna fuck with us like that no more. Please do not play none of these damn games, cuz. Alright? Thank you. What you got? You got a few businesses? Go ahead, man. Run shop, man. Do your bruh. You can sell food like your dad. Oh shit, man. You say you better? I don't know about that shit, man. Dad got that. He had that shit in lock. And he can play sports. Oh, you play sports too? I don't know if I want to play out of no sports, though, because your dad pretty fucking good at, like, everything, you know what I'm saying? We couldn't even beat this nigga in ping pong, you know what I'm saying? So, we love God, indeed, you know, we respect y'all God, but, hey, we don't like losing, and y'all like winning, you know what I'm saying? And when y'all win too much, we I don't know, man. It's just something, you know, we gotta work on. It's something that we gotta work on as people, you know, starting with me as the king. Cause I damn sure don't like losing. Cause your dad beat me a couple times in chess, nigga. Nigga, I beat everybody in my kingdom in chess. And this nigga came and beat me in like 20 seconds in chess. How the fuck you checkmate me in 20? That's neither here nor there. Like I said, if you play sports, don't play with them. Cause you might, you know, piss some people off. But we down for your business. Whatever type of business you got, go ahead, man. Do your thing, man. So, you know, left the king and everything like that. And from what it sounds like, he learned the business side very, very well from Pops, you feel me? Because they said he sold in the land. And first it says, okay, this, because I want to say this, because this is how God, I feel God work, you feel me? It said at first, right, he grew till he gained 100-fold. Okay, his dad already left him a lot of hella shit. He's not broke coming into this hole. And then you flip that shit to 100-fold. Then they said he grew to be great. That, so the 100-fold was before he even grew to be great. And then it get into the waxing of the shit, and then he grew exceedingly great. Like, that's like, to me, I feel like he took that 100-fold and made 1,000-fold, and took that 1,000-fold and made 100,000-fold. This boy went stupid on their ass in that business. Like, number one being the man in the place he ain't even from, cuz he getting more sales than all the other motherfuckers who run shit there, cuz. You gotta know niggas are 38 hot with this motherfucking name. And they were. And they told him he had to leave. Made him leave in peace, but they told him he had to leave because niggas were getting 38. And he started playing sports and started whooping their ass and shit. You know what I'm saying? Beating their ass in basketball every day, making money off the hustle plays and patting. But he was doing shit to piss them off, and he was just making that money, cuz he wasn't doing nothing out of the way. He wasn't playing underhand. He just fucking smart, cuz, I mean, a businessman. Had his dad, who was a genius, pass it down to another genius, and he fucked y'all ass up. But they made him leave and shit, you know. So he dwelt in the valley where his dad dwelt, that was near Gera. You know what I'm saying? And he noticed that his dad had built some wells back in the day, okay? It was a well that he built, and motherfuckers had, act like there was King Abimelech, that came King Abimelech and took it from him, and then he built another well, okay? When he died, I guess the Philistines just felt some type of way about his wells, because they said they filled it with earth, which basically they just got pissed and started, you know what I'm saying, putting dirt on the well that he had built, you feel me? So it's just like regular land. It ain't even, it's just like a fucking pothole now, you know what I'm saying? But Isaac moved, when he moved back there, he remember, you know, it was probably at a time frame where he remember, you know, my dad had some wells out here and shit like that, man, you know what I'm saying? So he, it was this spot right here and this spot. They done filled them holes up. Look at this shit. Hey, man, let's dig these holes back up, man. You know what I'm saying? So he digged them back up to get the well, and he started getting water from that shit. And the hating, envious-ass Philistines felt some type of way. So they got into it, you know what I'm saying, over the well. So my Isaac went on somewhere else and got another well. And they got into it over that shit, you feel me? Like saying, basically, you know, kind of like, this our land, man. That's our well right there. Nigga, it was just filled with a whole bunch of fucking dirt. Nigga, how this y'all shit? Y'all been here this whole time, and ain't nobody took the manpower or nothing to dig this up. Y'all could have been did this shit, but y'all want this shit now. You know, y'all can have this whole man on everything. Did that twice. But on the third time, he found one that in the spot where motherfuckers weren't fucking with him about, and he got that one. He claimed that one. And so he chilled up for a little while. King Abimelech and Phicol and one of King Abimelech's homeboys had came to holler at Isaac. And I was like, fuck y'all want me, man? What the fuck y'all coming over here, man? Y'all niggas just kicked me out the spot. I'm making good bread. Good fucking bread, man. Chicken and everything, man. I ain't king, bro. I didn't give you so many free meals. I don't even know the fuck, man. Y'all don't like me, man. What the fuck you doing out here, man? Cause I ain't in y'all spot, dog. You talking that dumb shit, you gonna get ran up on for real. Cause King Abimelech like, man, no, it ain't even like that, dog. I'll admit it, man. We saw God was with you, dog. We saw God was with you, like, heavy set. And that shit fucked with us a little bit, though. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna lie, it fucked with us. We apologize, though. But check, though, man. We want to make a covenant and an oath, dog. You know what I'm saying? Seeing that we ain't did no harm to you, man. And you left us in peace and not pieces. You feel me? You dig? So we just want to let you know that we want to make a covenant that you don't do nothing foul to us, man, and we won't do nothing foul to you, man, and you can chill out here as long as you want to, and we just want to apologize for the way we treated you, you know what I'm saying? Because that shit was wrong, but we was a little offended, man. Like, damn, dog, you really, like, beat us in sales, like, by 100-fold, nigga. Like, how the fuck you think we supposed to feel, nigga? I'm the king, nigga. You making more money than me, nigga. Like, the fuck, cuz? How am I? But it's all good, cuz we know God with you. You know what I'm saying? So we ain't tripping like that, man. We don't want you to trip like that with us, man. Is it cool, bro? Yeah, I was like, man, it's all about, man. Shit, it's cool, man. Y'all hungry, man? Go on, fix up something for us, man. Let's have a little party, man, celebration, and we're going to go and make this like some shit for real. So niggas had a feast. Niggas put something on the grill and shit like that. So feast is kind of like a little party, a little get-together and shit. A little shindig with just the king, you know what I'm saying, and shit like that. And it must have been a good night, good drinking, because they spent the night and woke up in the morning, made that pack, you know what I'm saying, and they dipped that, you dig? And then on that same day, you dig? The well that they digged up that day, it was a spring of water. So this is like water that they ain't even got to dig down to get. It's actually springing up for them, you feel me? So that was a good thing. And the end of the chapter. I think in chapter 25, I say Esau do some things that kind of like show that he don't know if he prepared for the passing down of the torch from Isaac to him. Because at the end of the chapter, when he get 40, he did. He probably listened to Pop when it was like, you know, wait till you're about 40, you'll find you a good one. God will find you a good woman. So he waited till he was about 40 to really search for a wife. But this nigga picked up two. And that ain't the bad part, that he picked up two. You know what I'm saying? The bad part is that he picked up two women that were outside of the family. You know what I'm saying? That were outside of what they were being taught. And when I say the family, I ain't even take the bloodline out of the situation and look like at the sense of, like, there's nobody else who follows the word of God like our family follows the word of God. Like, on the sense of spiritually, these people out here don't get it. And you try to tell them about it, they get it for a sec, but they want to refer back to their old ways. He got two women who are Hivite women or something like that, but they said they gave Rebecca and Isaac a grief of mind, which means, like, to me, personal perception, they not getting it about God, like, you know what I'm saying? And God is the type that, at this time frame especially, like, all these other images of all these other guys, oh, no, that shit cannot rise, you know what I'm saying? Don't praise no other God in front of us like that, you know what I'm saying? The fuck wrong with you? And they might, you know, other countries, you know what I'm saying? Hoes, man. Like, I really think, come on, he a hunter, cuz. He can catch. He's a skillful, cunning hunter, dog. That attracts bitches from everywhere, cuz. Bitches from everywhere that will gladly give up the pussy quick, like, so they could be the bitch in your life. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I think these two hoes, man. Two wild women. Two women who didn't want to sit, don't want to do no damn work. You know what I'm saying? They just want to, they got, you know, and Isaac got bread now. Isaac got the paper when he made his run in the Philistines, so he got more gold and more silver. So you get these bitches that ain't used to nothing into something that's some for real, boy. They just all over the place because don't know how to be still, ain't got no fucking manners, just eating all sorts of type of ways, wanting to fuck Esau in front of everybody. It just, they would be in a grief of mind. So I ain't pulling no punches with this whole grief of mind shit, because Esau, this is your fucking fault. I know within that 40-year range, they done taught you what type of women you should be looking for in your life. You know what I'm saying? And Esau, if you a hunter, boy, you probably, like, you get them two bitches and you gone. You know what I'm saying? They at the house before they wake up, you gone out the house to go hunt. You know what I'm saying? And they don't want to be with you on the hunt like that, to go do what you do for hunting like that. I don't think they want to be in them type of circumstances as well. Because, you know, you play with your life a little bit when you out there hunting and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And close calculations of the people around you, you might survive, but then that close calculation might catch, you know what I'm saying? So innocent people, you know, you probably don't want them out there in the streets like that. So where they at? They at the house, worrying everybody else, making them fucking crazy, you know what I'm saying? Because Esau gone. He out there in the hood, in the streets, you know what I'm saying? Out there trying to do what he do, hun, like, you feel me? So he don't have to deal with them hoes like that. But mom and pops do, because that's where he leaving them at. He ain't got his own spot yet, so he kind of leaving them with them. And they fucking with him, man. It's gone. Yeah. I think it's important to know that grief of mine, because pops ride with it, you know what I'm saying? He getting older and he losing his sight, you know what I'm saying? So pops kind of like, he hit him hoe, but he can't really see them hoes like that. So it ain't really affecting him like that. But Rebecca, I think it's affecting a tad bit more, because it's going to be a plan that get put together in the next chapter, I want to say. I want to say it's the next chapter, but I ain't read it just yet. All the way through to study, you know what I'm saying? I read it before I jump into it. But next chapter, I believe, she devised a plan to kind of switch it around, because she don't feel like Esau ready for that task. And mama be doing her, you know, like I said, Esau was Pop's favorite, you feel me? But Esau wasn't mama's favorite, Jacob was. So Jacob might have been an obedient one who listened more, paid attention more, said, I wasn't going to do this or do that. Because at this time, Jacob doesn't have a wife, and they twins. And it doesn't mention that Jacob has a wife, you feel me? But Esau found them two girls trying to stun shit. You know, Pop got one wife, I got me two. Fuck a concubine, I got two wives in this bitch. So we're going to see everything play out, you know what I'm saying? In the next chapter, but this is chapter 26 and another shit. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening, man. And I'm hoping when I pick up my phone, oh yes, it is still on. It did not die. God is good. Was able to get through this chapter without it going out. Man, love y'all. Till the next time we meet, we're gonna get it in like that though. Chill.